Kia ora and welcome to David Hill.
Good morning, Catherine.
Silver View is by John le Carré. Your book to review for us, please.
And it is the last John le Carré. Isn't that appalling to think we will get no more from this genuinely master storyteller? Catherine, may I ask, did you receive a copy of the book?
I don't think so. Our books unfortunately arrive some weeks after we discuss them.
Right. Yes, and I was asking for a particular reason, because I think that Harriet of the book publishers and your own producer, Melanie, did miracles in getting, first of all, a PDF to me, because the book was embargoed right up till just before publication date. And when I got my PDF, I had to have a password to actually access it.
Welcome to our world.
My goodness, there was a sort of cover-ups, careful concealment that I think le Carré himself would
be proud of. Indeed,
yes. So, do I dare summarise the plot? I mean, how can you summarise a le Carré? It's that wonderful labyrinthine sort of series of unveilings which infinitely slowly but always absorbingly take you towards the sudden revelations. Typical le Carré people, Catherine. You've got a youngish man, a 33-year-old called Julian, who's given up life in the city, that's the city as in London, disillusioned. He's opened a bookshop in East Anglia. Very soon he meets a gloriously eccentric older man called Edward, and very soon also you become aware that Edward has a past in capital letters. He and his wife Deborah, no reader will be surprised to find, are ex-members of the service for which George Smiley worked so assiduously. Into the plot there also comes a chap called Proctor, who is working for the service, and very gradually, as I say, the lives of these three people and others around them start to converge. And Catherine, as usual, you've got this wonderful alternation where on one page Julian might be entertained to dinner by Edward and his terminally ill wife, Deborah, who also has a past as an agent. And then just a few pages later, you have Proctor deep 300 feet underground in a nuclear shelter where people are still thinking about the unthinkable. So this wonderful alternation of the mundane and the appalling, the almost unspeakable, gradually edges together. And as typical with le Carré, all is remarkably explained, and then you're left with the slight ambivalence which always characterises his endings.
Being?
I dare not say in detail. That would be the spoiler par excellence. Shall we say that I finished the last page, turned over expecting some more, stopped and thought, no, that's the perfect place to end. One thing I will say is that there's a love affair in the book. There often is in le Carré, and always with his love affairs, you feel fearful. You feel it may end shockingly and appallingly, the way, of course, it did in The Spy Who Came In From the Cold. But I will say that this is one love affair which ends positively and on an upbeat ending. I understand the book, was completed by le Carré's son, and the abruptness of the ending may partly reflect this, but I think he's done a very competent job.
Thank you. David Hill has reviewed Silver View by John le Carré. It is published by Penguin Random House. $37 the price.